Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Edith Hill, good afternoon.
Hi, Warren. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Was that a nice drink you were having?
It was. I didn't realise we were coming back so soon. I hope you didn't hear my spluttering.
No, not at all.
Oh, well, if you did, it's too bad. It's an intimate show.
Exactly.
You know?
It's all part of live radio. Now, Edith Hill, of course, you join us every Wednesday here on Joy Drive. We talk about what's happening in social media. And I love it when social media is used for, you know, a good cause. Tell us about what's going on.
Absolutely. I think it's a wonderful thing when you see social media platforms being leveraged to do good in the world. Now, we've talked before on the show about how people can make money off of TikTok. And one of the ways we haven't talked about yet is people who use a creative fund specifically for creating filters or little applications that people can do when they're in a social media site. Right. So TikTok has a lot of filters, right? We know this. But some people are creating filters and then donating the money to Palestine.
Ah, so you create this filter, and just explain how the filter works.
Mm-hmm. So there's quite a few different ones. The one that I saw first was a watermelon filter. Now, the watermelon has been associated with Palestine, I believe, since the 60s,
right,
as an image that kind of comes up around the place. So people have made a game, like an on-screen game that you can play on TikTok. And so there'll be a watermelon on the screen and then some seeds or something. And then you move the watermelon up and down and it kind of collects the seeds. It's a fairly straightforward filter. But it has raised $14,000 already.
Wow. I saw it today and I was wondering why the watermelon was on the street and it was on the street and the guy was sort of moving this thing through. I thought it was looked like a river almost, mm-hmm. but they were the seeds.
Yes, they were the seeds. So people on TikTok have noticed that, you know, a lot is going on in Palestine, of course, and people are, you know, using the platform to talk about what's happening over there. And so apparently the watermelon watermelon emoji. You can use that as a hashtag on TikTok, and that has over 1.2 billion views. Let that sink in. Billion with a B, not a million. 1.2 billion views of videos that have used the watermelon emoji in their hashtags.
Is that common in TikTok for it to be used as a to raise money for different causes?
Well, this is something that was kind of new to me, honestly. Mm. I knew that people could make filters for TikTok, and I knew there must be some kind of money associated with that, because otherwise, you know, why would you do it?
Mm.
But TikTok does have a TikTok Effect creator program. So instead of just having a creator fund like other social media platforms where you create videos and you generate revenue based on your views and interactions, they have one specifically for people to create effects that can be used. It does have limitations, of course, that apparently it does cap off at $14,000. So once the watermelon filter game had reached that capacity, that it's raised the $14,000, that's the max of amount of money that it can generate, people have made other ones and are directing people to use additional filters to continue that fundraising.
We're chatting with Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer, Learning and Teaching Innovation at Flinders University, about the latest in the world of social media. Edith, I love this next one, because, you know, we've all got those relatives that are really, really annoying, but there's a way we can deal with them. Tell us about this.
This is one of my favourite creators right now. I think she is just the absolute funniest, best person. So her name or her handle is at Mrs.Frazzled. Excellent name.
Mm-hmm.
And she posts skit videos. And the recent ones that she's been doing are of family gatherings, specifically around the holidays, like Thanksgiving and Christmas, where she uses gentle parenting techniques using the voice that you would to talk to quite a young child, but for her adult family members. And it is freaking hilarious. I love it.
I watched it today. I must admit, I laughed at it. I'm thinking, I wish I could go back in time and speak to some of my relatives in that manner. Sort of, can you give us an example of some of the things that are being said?
I'll try not to do the voice too much injustice, but it will be something like, "No, no, Auntie Margaret, now at Christmas, remember, we mind our own plates." No, that's right. You look at your plate and you are responsible for feeding you, Auntie Margaret, and we don't make comments about what other people are doing. No, no. Remember a time where someone has been mean to you? Mm-hmm. Remember how that felt? Oh, no, not too good, did it? Now, we don't make other people feel bad about what they eat at Christmas, do we? Absolutely not. I know these are big feelings, but you can go outside and take a few moments and have your big feelings and then come back and have dinner with the rest of the family, okay?
Love it. Were you channeling a relative then? We won't get you into trouble.
No comment.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. Not everyone who uses social media is necessarily at the younger end of the age spectrum, are they?
Absolutely not. I think there's this really big misconception that people who use TikTok are only young people, only Gen Zs, you know, or millennials, like I am. But a lot of people use TikTok. Yes, the larger demographic is the younger people. However, Grandma... how do I pronounce her last name? Droniak, I believe. Grandma Droniak is a 93-year-old woman with 12.3 million followers on TikTok.
12.3 million?
And she is pulling the views. Like, you have no idea. Every video, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of views on every single thing she posts. She is killing it on TikTok.
Would she be making money out of that?
Oh, yeah. So much money. I made this joke to my partner last night that, like, oh, God, she probably wouldn't have to worry about pensions, retirement things. Like, she would be making a lot of money because she's pulling in so many high views so frequently. The amount of money she's making is probably quite high. And she's also getting sponsorships.
Ah, okay. Now, what's give us an example of one of the videos that she might have uploaded.
So she's done quite a few funny ones. The one that prompted me to talk to you about her today was a Get Ready With Me, which is a classic kind of subgenre on TikTok and YouTube where people post a little Get Ready With Me and they do their hair and makeup and outfit while they talk to you. But this one was a Get Ready With Me to take my obituary photo.
It's quite funny to watch, I must admit.
It is. And the context of the video is she said, oh, I went to someone's funeral the other day and their photo, oh my God, it was awful. Not going to let that happen to me. So get ready with me to take a good obituary photo. And then she has a bit of a flirt with the cameraman who's taking the photo. It's all a bit of fun. But she does a lot of things like that. Or, you know, wearing this jacket that my ex-husband brought me onto my new date with this younger man who's like 85. Like, it's that kind of vibe.
I'm so pleased to hear that older people are using TikTok as well. But of course, we won't mention the brand, but there was a particular moisturiser that was presented in her video. So she's being sponsored by that brand of moisturiser to make these videos as well. Is that right?
Yeah, something that I think she does quite well, which I'm not sure why I was surprised. Maybe it was the age, maybe it was the style of video, but she does some really sneaky sponsorships and that it really feels like her authentic content. It's the stuff that she normally makes, and then when the sponsor comes up, it was like, oh, I didn't realize that would be in here. But because she was getting ready to take her obituary photo, she was sponsored by a not to be mentioned moisturizer brand, because obviously she had to look young and youthful, and it was like a repair kind of moisturizer product that she was getting sponsored to use in this video.
And Edith, I must admit, because it's quite effective, and I was I thought it was her own content, because I was looking at her skin and I was thinking, oh, maybe I should switch to this particular moisturizer brand, but now that I know it was just sponsored content, I'll stick with the one I've got.
Yeah, moisturizer. I think sunscreen is the key here, Warren.
That's exactly right.
You've got to prevent the sun damage before you have to reverse it. But she is a very funny lady. She makes a lot of really funny videos. They're very lighthearted. It's just a nice little laugh. Be prepared if you look her up. There's a bit of dark humor there, obviously, because, you know, getting ready for people's funerals and such. But it is quite a bit of a laugh. And to see someone who is older using the platform, having a good time and making a lot of actually extremely funny jokes It's pretty good.
So the name is Grandma Droniak, if you want to check her out. Edith, great to chat with you. We'll talk to you next week. We're all up to speed.
No problems, Warren. I'll chat to you then.
Thanks, Edith. That is Edith Hill, Dr. Edith Hill, Associate Lecturer, Learning and Teaching Innovation at Flinders University. Catch Edith here every Wednesday on Joy Drive.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.